Hey guys, what's up? You are now listening to Easy by Just Brianna, the personal motivational podcast by your girl, Just Brianna. Let's get into it. All right, so this is the first episode of the relaunch of Easy by Just Brianna, the podcast. Now, if you guys are just now following me, welcome, welcome, subscribe. This is Just Brianna. So, like, there's not a group, there ain't no clique, there is no duo. This is a one-woman show, and every now and then I'll have features, but it is your girl, Just Brianna. And a lot of people who already been rocking with me that's listening to me now already know how this is about to go. I'm very straightforward, blunt, cutthroat. Like, my blog nickname is Raw Ass Blogger. Like, that's what it is. Like, I don't sugarcoat the advice that I give, but my advice is good advice. And I'm not going to steer you the wrong way, especially with personal finance and business finance. This is what I do. For people who don't know about me and they're like, who's this girl? Who is Just Brianna? Who is Just Brianna? Let me tell you a little bit about me. Who is Just Brianna? Just Brianna is a 25-year-old female from the outskirts of Philadelphia. So if you've never been to Philadelphia, or you're from Philadelphia, or you traveled here, or anything of that nature, let me just give you, paint a picture of kind of from the town that I'm from. If you came to the international airport and you got to make either a left or a right to either come off the highway to come into the city. If you made a right, you went to Delaware County. That's where I'm from. If you made a left, you went to Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is like walking distance. Actually, I live in Philadelphia for like the past 2 years now, but I'm originally from Delaware County. So there it is. I'm a 25-year-old female from Delaware County. I'm a CPA, podcaster, personal finance and business advocate. So I've been doing this for about 3 to 4 years now. I'm just giving out advice from my experience, from what I learned, from research, and just from trial and error, right? I was 18 years old when I started to look into personal finance. Actually, wrong. I was 18 years old when I effed up my personal finance, right? And I was 19 when I got the opportunity to learn how to fix it. So I got into a bank and I started seeing people who had the same kind of characteristics that I did at 18, just careless, didn't know what to do, didn't know that these decisions was going to mess up for their family, for their ongoing income, and so on and so forth. And it was just like, I would see there at 35 and 40, just living paycheck to paycheck and just stuck and just confused. And if money didn't go through, then bills wasn't getting paid. And it was intense. And it was a lot for me at 19 to learn and to see. So that's what turned my interest into personal business finance. I changed my major. I began to start doing, besides the education in school, because I did online. Besides that, I had started to do research into it. I was in the field, so I was using my resources and my tools then. My bank manager at the time, she was great. She was giving me every opportunity I could to learn and learn more. She was sending me to training classes that wasn't even for my position, and it was awesome. So, that's what kind of got my focus, and I've been doing it since. Now I'm 25. I just turned 25 in January. And I just, the main focus for me was to take the knowledge that I learned and spit it back out. Like, I wanted to be a resource. I wanted to change my community. I wanted to change my generation's break. Like, I didn't want them to see or go through or be through in the beginning what I went through at 18. Like, just having a responsibility and effing it all up and then realizing, like, yo, I can't do anything with this screwed up. Like, so it took me 3 years to repair my credit. It took me 2 years to actually save over $20,000 by myself. So if you know a little bit about me, if you don't, I'm going to tell you about my story. What is Easy by Just Brianna, the podcast? What does it have to offer to his listeners? Some series I got coming up, why I'm relaunching. That's all coming up next. The foundation. So if you know, I have two parents that I lost a year apart, and I made a foundation based off of them, and I'm going to tell you all about it because it's very emotional for me. So if you hear me cracking up and you hear tears, like, don't start crying, guys. But yeah, that's definitely something I'm going to tell you about. I'm going to tell you about the financial tools that I have, the money management tools like budget binders and things of that nature. I have a great giveaway going on. So if you're listening, you have a chance actually to win some startup money. I'm giving away $2,000 rainy day savings. You just got to keep listening. So first and foremost, again, I have to keep thanking y'all, because it was really hard for me to start this podcast again and like relaunch and tell my story. Everybody's like, bruh, like, you got to tell us, like, you started this twice. Like, why do you keep stopping? What's going on? So let's get into it. What is Easy by Just Brianna, the podcast? So this podcast is focused on personal finance and motivational. So I'm not here just to spit out stuff that you can look up on Google, right? I'm going to give you some tools and resources to better your personal finance, money management. Now, I'm also going to motivate you. So if you got goals or you got dreams or you just stuck and you just need to hear something good coming, like, that's just the type of person that I am. So I'm always going to motivate you. So that's just a part of the podcast in itself. I like to focus on helping the young ones, but if you're a little bit older, this is always for you. I'm going to always offer some information that somebody from somewhere can take in. Whether you're 16 and you're just learning the value of a dollar, and you're 45 and you're about to just purchase your first home because you didn't destroy your credit, no matter how it is, I have some information in this podcast that's going to help you better yourself. So that's what Easy by Just Brianna the podcast is. I have a few series that I'm going to be introducing. So if you are familiar with when I launched this the first time, I had personal finance 101. We're keeping it. Why? Because it's very, very important. Personal finance is the build, like the base of the podcast. And personal finance to me, you got to start from the beginning. Like, you can't just jump into it and be like, all right, listen, get to know crypto coin. And you just like, what the hell was crypto coin? I just figured out, you know, how to save $100. So to me, you have to start from the beginning. You have to build your way up. And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to start from the 101, and the next series is going to be 102. And we're going to keep going and going and going. And we're going to start from the beginning, and we're going to keep building up. And I started this before and I deleted it, and we're doing it all over. And if you heard it, you heard it. If you haven't, you haven't. I got new tips. I got new advice. I got new ways to deliver. So, I definitely want you guys to come meet with me every Sunday. We're going to be doing personal finance 101, and it's a good series. Next we're going to have is Money with My Honey. So if you personally know me, I have a boyfriend and we're building. So I wanted to take you guys to something personal with me, and we're learning how to not just manage our own money, but build and manage money together and build a foundation and so on and so forth. If we both have a brand, and I've been managing his brand, and he gives me tips for how to launch mine, and so on and so forth. But our money's all over the place when it comes to us working together. And I know it's not just me, because I have clients who come to me and it's like, I don't know how to do this with my husband. I don't know how to do this with my boyfriend. I can't get my girlfriend on board, so on and so forth. I can't get started. We're just going backwards. I started saving, he's not, blase, blase. So it was important for me to tackle this. I'm going to give you guys personal, like, this is going to be personal, and it's not going to involve him too much, but it is going to have some things to do with him too. And it's going to be personal on how we build our money foundation. And I'm going to relay it to you guys, give you some tips, some tools, what didn't work, what did work. And I'm going to hear from you guys. And if you're building with your wife or your husband and you want to know what's going on and how you're doing it and what worked for you and what didn't work for you. If I'm talking about something in the segment, you're like, girl, I got the perfect solution, let me know. You can comment, you can leave a voicemail or whatever. The series is going to be intense. I'm going to have people that's coming in that's like, that's in relationships that's pretty popular in Philadelphia and its surrounding areas, and like on the East Coast. And they're going to be giving their tips and tools too. So I know money and relationships, they kind of like run hand in hand, right? You got to do it. At some point, it's like you have to cross each other's finances, especially if you're planning on being serious. If you're like planning a wedding or you're engaged and it's like, I don't even know how much this man brings in a year, and he doesn't know how much I bring in a year, but we're building a life together. That's something that needs to be tracked, recorded, budgeted, saved, and everything else that you do with your personal finance and your business finance. So I have a segment all about that, and we're going to get into that too. That's going to be every Sunday. So Easy by Just Brianna, the podcast, every Sunday. This is coming out probably on a Monday, maybe at the latest on a Wednesday, but it's every Sunday. You're going to catch me right here. You're going to get a notification saying new episode, new episode. So the YNA series, which is the Young and Ambitious series, was intense. Like, I had people, creatives, and they were just building their brands and starting their side hobbies, or they've been doing it for a while, and they were telling us how they were managing their money during these times. So starting up while they're doing it, and it was intense because I got the feedback that I knew I was going to get, which was, wow, I didn't know that so many people were struggling starting off, but it started to work out. People just think starting off, it's going to be perfect. Like, and if it's not perfect, it's not for you, including me. I used to think that, like, if it's not perfect, it's not for you. But when I started doing these interviews and these stories, and people were telling how, yeah, I had trials and tribulations, but I got my money together, I got my mind together, I got my focus together, and I got it together, and I'm pushing my brain, I'm still going. It's motivation. That was the motivation I wanted to put out there for my listeners. And it actually went well. So I'm bringing that back too. I'm going to have different people, different type of creatives, and they're going to tell us how they're managing their money while they're making their side hobbies and their brands flourish. And it's something that's kind of important to me too, because just like you guys know, I'm relaunching, and I know it's important for some of you guys too, because either you have an idea, or you're starting, or you're stuck, or maybe you're not stuck and you're doing quite well, but you just still need some tips. So I'm bringing that back because it was crazy, and I feel like it was very beneficial, and we got to do it. So why am I relaunching Easy by Just Brianna, the podcast? Why did I stop? So I was supposed to get an intro, right? And we were working on it. And then he kind of disappeared on me. So I learned in that nature, like, I can't be working with any and everybody off Instagram, right? I found him off Instagram, and he had some good music up there, but I thought he was reliable, and we were working for about 4 to 5 months, and then he just disappeared on me. Like, I had a whole engineer make me some, like, a soundtrack, like, what's it called again, the instrumental and stuff, and everything. So, and it kind of went, like, it just disappeared. So then I started looking again, and I'm like, I'm not going to keep putting out podcasts without an intro. I want a jingle. Like, I want something that's catchy, because if you know me, you know I love music. So that was kind of important for me. And even then, I'm putting this out without the music, and it's like, I still didn't find an intro, but that wasn't going to stop me from relaunching. I also, in the midst of that was going on in, like, August. And my mom, she got hit by a car September 4th, and it kind of threw off my focus again. So let's talk about it, because I know everybody wants to know, and everybody's waiting for me to talk about it and open up about it. So we're going to talk about it. My mother got hit by a car September 4th, and that was my main focus. Besides work, that was my focus, my mother. So every second, if it wasn't before work or after work, I was at a hospital. It was intense. She broke every bone in her body. She couldn't walk. And I watched the woman that I never saw be stopped at a complete standstill for 3 months. My mom, no, I'm lying. I'm not even 3 months, 2 months. She was only there for 2 months. She was in the hospital for 2 weeks. She went through 11 surgeries. They sent her to a rehab to get it together. My mom is diabetic. You know, she's a diabetic. And the rehab they sent her to, I guess they was just, they weren't the best rehab. And they let her health care slip to the point that she was unresponsive for weeks. And she went back to the hospital, And she got together and she was recovering, and we thought it was a great day. We still there every day, every second. I actually went away for Thanksgiving with my boyfriend to Chicago with his family, and I come back and I visit her, and the next day I get a phone call that she's unresponsive. So I'm at work and we're running. We're going to the train. I don't have no money on my train card. I'm putting money on my train card. My family's calling me. Brie, what's going on? What's going on? I'm trying to get there because I'm the person they call if anything, any emergencies happen. So I'm calling my boyfriend too. Like, I don't know what's going on, but she's unresponsive. We got to get to the hospital. And I'm in the line of load my train card. And I get a phone call again. And it's my cousin. She's like, Brie, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's not even funny. It's not funny because I couldn't picture it. Like, what do you mean you're so sorry? Like, you're so sorry. What? Because my mom, just like I said, she's a diabetic. She's been sick for 6 years straight since I was 18. And I've been taking care of a home since I was 18. So can you imagine on a minimum wage and doing other things on the side? I wasn't selling my body and such. I was doing freelance, actually. I was, like, giving advice. I was doing resumes and babysitting and stuff like that. Because you're, like, doing things on the side. Girl, what you was doing? And I was taking care of a home. I was paying rent. I had a car insurance to pay. I had a grocery bill of $150. I had to take care of myself, take care of my mom. And I was 18. So my mom been sick for 6 years. And at this point, I still thought she was unstoppable. I'm like, what do you mean you're so sorry? She's unresponsive, but she's okay. Like, we done been through this. She had 2 open heart surgeries. Like, my mom, she's going to make through everything because that's just the faith that we had. That's the faith I always had. And I got to the hospital, and she was there, but she wasn't alive. She wasn't moving. She wasn't breathing. She was cold. And, yeah. So I lost my mother November 28th. 2018, and I lost my father the year before. And it takes a lot out of you, right? Because you don't imagine losing your parents, especially when you're close to them. I wasn't distant from my parents, especially my mom, my father. Like, I wasn't a bad kid. I wasn't rebellious. Like, I got a little older and I got a little stubborn, but I always had a relationship with my parents. So it took a toll. Mentally, physically, to have both parents gone. So I had to pause everything. Like, I was still working because I still had bills to be paid, but I had to pause everything and I had to take care of myself. So we had to relaunch. And this brings me to the Just Nice and Peachy Foundation. So while planning the funeral for my mother, I had to do that too. I came up with the idea of the foundation. So my mother is a hairdresser and my father as a barber. That's just something, that's what they had. They was going to have salons together. That was their bond. They didn't meet in hair school, but that would have been super cool, right? And so it was important for me to embody the two people that they were, which was giving. Like, my father and my mother, they didn't cut hair for very expensive. My mom didn't do hair for very expensive, but she had good quality and my father had good quality, and they was giving people, and you knew that at their funeral because that's what they talked about. They talked about how giving they was and the relationships they built while doing hair, and that was important to me to reciprocate that. So I came up with this idea, the foundation, and I want to mentor 10 seniors. So if you're graduating in 2020, I'm going to have a link up. It's actually in my link tree on my Instagram. And you're going to register to become one of my mentees. And I'm going to be teaching you personal business finance throughout your senior year. Now, it's very, very important to learn that your senior year. Why? Because college is right afterwards. Now, one of the qualifications to be one of my mentees is that you have to have interest in cosmetology, because at the end of the year, I give away fully funded opportunity to go to cosmetology school to 2 students. So that has to be something you're interested in, because that's one of the main goals. And that's just because of my mother and my father, what they've been through. My mom is a licensed cosmetologist. My father is a licensed barber, and it embodies them. So that's something I wanted to give away, was the opportunity to be licensed. So that's what the foundation stands for. that's what's next on the podcast. That's why I'm relaunching. And I definitely want to tell you about some of the money management tools that I have and the giveaway that I told you about. So stay tuned because we're still getting started. So, we're getting ready to wrap this episode up, but before we go, we definitely got to touch on these budget binders by Just Brianna's and the giveaway that I began to introduce in the beginning of the episode. So, budget binders by Just Brianna. These are your ultimate planner. So, I created these while I was looking for a planner that actually covered everything that I needed. So, I was working out, I was tracking my budget, I was paying off debt, I was investing in stock, I was doing it all, and I needed a planner that covered all that. So, and I couldn't find it. So I made it myself. And then I let some of my coworkers use it and it became a tool and it was like, cool. Well, my old coworkers. So a lot of people, I should have said this in the Who Is Just Brianna. I actually like my 9 to 5, like what I fund myself to do, which is actually a 10 to 7. I work in a cell phone store. So I don't want people to frown upon like being an entrepreneur, but still having to work a 9 to 5 because that's exactly what I do. I work a 9 to 5 to invest in the things that I need for my brand. And it works perfectly fine for me. It might not work perfectly fine for others. It might work perfectly fine for others. But that's just something that I do. And that's something I definitely wanted to put out there because it's so frowned upon. And it shouldn't be. Like having a 9 to 5, we need nurses, we need teachers, we need people to sell our cell phones to us. We need those people. And we still need financial advisors on the side too, who doesn't want to work in the law firm. So that's me. But well, accounting firm. So that's me. And these budget binders by Just Brianna, I have a link for them on my Instagram as well. You can purchase some. They're currently on sale because of the relaunch again. So all those things that I just mentioned, I have those templates in those budget binders. And I track your works out. I track your budget. I track your debt. I track your investments. We track it all. And it's like, it's a mind-blowing investment. It's $15. It's for 15 months. You can reuse it over and over again because the pages are actually dry erase, so that's pretty cool. You fill it in, you can let it go. You can use a permanent marker and it never goes away, or whatever the case may be. So it's really, really cool, and it's something you want to invest into, so definitely look into it. The giveaway. So no, you're not just gonna listen to one episode and get $2,000, right? I need you guys to listen to my series. So I'm gonna be introducing 3 series next Sunday, and you gotta listen. And each episode, there's going to be a tip word in the middle of it. If you can respond with the tip word first for each episode next week, I'm going to give you $2,000 for a rainy day savings money. We're going to start you off the right way. This isn't going to be a personal finance brand. And you're just going to be listening to shit that you can find on Google. And you're not going to be benefiting. No, I'm going to be helping you guys. It's going to be very personal. I'm going to be running engagements. So please comment. Please leave those voicemails. And I'm going to be giving things away. Because, like, why not? Like, that's what we do. I also have a newsletter coming out. I have a link for that, too. That's on my Instagram. You can subscribe to it with your email. I always got to thank you guys for listening. This episode is actually all over the place, but it's still really, really good. It's really personal for me because I actually haven't really opened up too much about the story with my mom and my parents. So if you're listening and you hear my voice cracking and everything else, I hope you understand. We're going to be back next week. It's going to be 10 times better. We're going to start the series off. And yeah, so thank you guys for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been a hell of a road, but we're back to it. One thing that people ask me all the time is, how do you do it? Like, how do you lose what you lose and still keep going? I hear that question a lot, so I got to address it. And it's really just the faith. Like, and I have a bomb-ass support system. Like, I actually did give up plenty of times. Plenty of times I was like, yo, I don't want to do this shit no more. And my support system just always reminded me the type of person that I am and what I have that can help others. And it was like, this is what you love to do. This is what you do. This is what you talk about. This is what you breathe about. Like, this is what you find joy in. And even though you're having a hard time right now, you got to find faith to get back to it. And that was really what it was. Like, that's what got me back into it, my support system and my faith. So I got to tell you guys, like, keep your faith. Definitely, definitely pray for the people around you because they're praying for you. Like, I hate to be religious because I don't want to like shy away other religions if you're not Christian, but pray for the people around you because they're definitely praying for you. They got good intentions, good mindsets. My support system got me through everything, like losing my parents, losing jobs, losing this, losing that, and then getting myself back together to finally relaunch and find a home and do this and do that. So, and it's going to be personal. I'm still going to be telling you more and more about me because you just heard me say find a home. I had to move in the middle of the year as well. And I'm going to tell you all about that too and how I saved for it and everything else. But that's more and more episodes to come. Thank you guys for listening. We out.